feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli, 21st November 98. You have to give the practical proof of the sustenance you have received from Avyakta Baba. Brahma Baba became Avyakta and Karmatit through the stage of being bodiless. You are specially worthy of sustenance from Avyakta Brahma, and therefore you have to give Baba the response of the Avyakta sustenance in the form of becoming bodiless, in the form of the balance between service and your stage. Is this okay? Do you agree? You have to do this. Bab Dada isn't thinking that you should say, we will see about it, we will think about it. No, you have to do this. Say in your own language, I have to do this. All those who are watching on the TV, are all of you also saying this? Bab Dada is seeing that whether you are watching on the TV in Bharat or abroad, everyone has the enthusiasm of definitely doing this. I definitely have to do this. Congratulations in advance. Achha. So Baba is telling us to give the proof of the sustenance that we have received from Baba in the form of becoming bodiless and balance, stage and service. Should not say that we will think about it, we will see about it, but say in your own language, I have to do it. One of the tendencies of human being is to postpone things, but there's one very beautiful question to ask oneself. Am I going to become younger tomorrow? Am I going to be more fresher tomorrow? Am I going to be more livelier tomorrow? And what guarantee I have that tomorrow I stay alive? Life is uncertain. Things are in the stage of uncertainty. So what guarantee is there that I am there tomorrow? Life is here, now, this moment. This is the first thing to ask. And second, every day we become more mature, or rather, to use a negative word, more cunning. So tomorrow probably I will be more cunning and I will invent better devices to postpone things. So this cunningness might increase and I will be in a better position to postpone things. Other thing is, If you postpone something for tomorrow, know it, that it will never come. To postpone for tomorrow means to postpone it for life. It's gone. That's why whenever we postpone anything, we miss the things. The greatest thoughts, those that arise in the mind, take it to the fulfillment here and now. Let thoughts become action now. Tomorrow they may be forgotten. Let plannings come to practice now. Tomorrow again they may be forgotten. So that's why Baba says, whatever you think of doing, just do it now. Whether it is physical health, mental health, intellectual health, spiritual health, financial health, social health, anything. Physical. There is always a tendency to postpone. Doing exercise, we always postpone. We think of a particular day when we think of starting walking. Start today. This is the best day. You know the joke, small child and his father. The father asks, what do you think about this day? The child says, this is my favorite day. It is today. This is my favorite day. And what is the favorite day? Today. Today is my favorite day. I love this today. So do everything whatever you think of doing. Now, walking, exercise, yogasana, whatever. Our body needs three things for good health. Strength, flexibility, and activeness. Strength will come with workouts. Strength will come with gym. Flexibility will come with yogasana, gymnasium. And activeness will come with walking, jogging, and the best thing is running. Running is a meditation. The faster one runs, you start experiencing bodilessness. All three things should go on together. If you can't run, jog. If you can't jog, just walk. Walking is one of the physical activity with the least risk of injury. With the least risk of injury. And what you can do is, one of the best things to do for physical activity is BFW, barefoot walking. This is one of the best things. Take out at least half an hour to 40 minutes, 45 minutes and do this every day. Where to do this? Ground. Soil. Feel the touch of earth. It is also known as grounding. It is also known as earthing. It's one of the best exercises to make you spiritually oriented because you are in touch with nature. Because you are alone, in silence, in solitude. So this earthing, this grounding, this barefoot walking, this has got tremendous importance. How come? They say a lot of research is coming. It reduces anxiety. Second, it improves your sleep. Third, so many points of the feet, soul, are stimulated. Next, it increases your immunity. It improves your concentration. Next, cardiovascular health. A lot of research is also there in this regard. It acts as a blood thinner. So it improves your cardiovascular health. In females, menstrual cramps, it reduces. Also migraine. Again, it improves your touch with earth. Our body is positively charged and Earth is negatively charged. There are negative electrons on the Earth. So this earthing, this grounding, wards off many negative forces. It keeps balance. So this earthing is a very important thing. How do you begin? Search for a small tract where there is a soil. Take out pieces of glass or anything is there. And practice doing every day. See that. Because we have been so accustomed to have our footwear all the time. One of the benefits of barefoot walking is it improves your gait. It strengthens the muscles of foot, calves, thighs, legs. There's so many things it does. So this is one of the best exercises. To walk on ground. And don't wash your feet for half an hour after doing this. Those who are diabetics, they should see that no injury happens. You are in touch with Earth. And you can create so beautiful thoughts that all the energy of the Earth is coming to me. And energy from my body is going to the Earth. And new intuitions, new thoughts, new energy comes. Your energy level increases because you are deriving prana from Earth. Gradually appetite will go down. You will not feel hungry because your stomach is full. So it will help in reduction of obesity. So this is just one of the exercises which you can practice every day. Earthing. Other is mental. Postponing. Give a lot of tasks to the brain. Some intellectual tasks. Like Murli is there. Take out some topics, some important points from it and churn them. Mind doesn't want to churn, but you need to give it some this task. You do it today. Order it. And see what happens. If this is the mind, it's like a elastic. Once stretched, it doesn't regain its original shape. It will expand. So mind, stretched by a new idea, will not come back to the previous shape. It will expand. And let the mind keep on expanding. With new thoughts, with new ideas, with new churnings. Do not postpone. Other is mental, or you can use two words. Intellectual, mental, or this is emotional. Emotional health. One should remain emotionally stable. We have seen mind has a tendency to swing like a pendulum. Sorrow, happiness, celibacy, lust. It keeps on moving to this side, to that side. Sometimes goes in the extreme of yoga, sometimes go in the extreme of service. To stop this pendulum in the middle, one of the religious founder, Confucius, once went to a village and a villager came to him and said, "Have you heard of this particular man in the village? He is a very great thinker." Confucius asked, "What's so great about him?" So the man said, "He thinks thrice before doing anything." So Confucius said, "3 is too much. 1 is too less. 2 is better." To think once about a particular thing is little less. To think thrice about a thing is little more. What is the best thing? 2. Middle. Buddha called his path Madhyam Nikaya. The middle path. Balance. So here also, balance is the stage of Sakshi, detached observership. You are not on this side, you are not on this side. Neither too happy nor too sorrowful, but in the middle. So emotional stability. Good situations, happy situations, you are overjoyed. Sorrowful situation, overwhelmed with sorrow. Whatever the situations are, stay stable. People are praising you, you feel overjoyed. People start abusing, you feel unhappy, disheartened. My stage should not depend upon opinions of public. Public opinion should not make or mar me. Other thing is spiritual. Do not postpone spiritual things. The moment you feel that you have to do something today, do it now. Baba is talking about keeping balance and becoming bodiless. And keep on increasing this chart of being bodiless. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours. See that every day this practice of becoming bodiless is becoming more and more. Because ours is an integrated yoga. Our yoga is not the yoga of 1 hour in Amrit Vela and 1 hour in the morning. But ek ras undivided. The same stage which I have during yoga. I have during class, while giving class, while listening to class. The same stage I have during Murli. The same stage I have during eating food. The same stage I have in seva, in conversation, during sleep, evening, talking with somebody. Same undivided, integrated, ekras stage. Spiritual development. Spiritual postponing is dangerous. Financial postponing. People say you earn, we say we will earn tomorrow. Whatever thing is there, you have to make some planning about money as well in life. Social. Social events, social gatherings. Do not postpone. A small child, he gave one competition and then he got a prize. He received a call from the college, from his school, that you please collect, come and collect your prize. He said, no, I'll collect tomorrow. He thought in his mind, he didn't tell them. And then he went to next day to collect his prize. The prize was a free ticket for circus, but that happened yesterday itself. And he missed it. So, postponing, procrastination is a dangerous thing. They say it is postponing is the thief of time. This procrastination is the thief of time. Whatever you think of doing, doing it now. Today is bliss. Today is happiness. Today is joy. Today, I can do things whatever I want to do. If you want to give something to somebody, give today. Donation, let it happen today. Because tomorrow, my mind is very cunning. It will invent, scheme, plot. Something very, very cunning. So don't trust. Do everything now. Here and now. If you want to ask for forgiveness to somebody, do it today. And repair the relationship, the fractures that have happened, that has been caused. Do everything now. Forgiving somebody, forgive him today. Asking for forgiveness, do it today. Gratitude, express that gratitude today. Express your love today. Spiritual effort, do it today. Reading something, do it today. Churning something, do it today. A new task of meditation, a new technique of meditation, do it today. Now, here. This is what Baba wants. Om Shanti.